Father, we thank you. We thank you for everything you've done. Thank you for yesterday morning. Thank you for yesterday evening. We thank you for what you've done, lives you touched, destinies you recharted. Thank you for your prophetic word. Thank you for your presence in this place. Thank you, Lord, because we have no other power but you. Lord, if you don't show up, we will lose. We thank you because you are the ever-present help in time of need. We celebrate you. This morning, within the short time that we have, let your word come with precision, with exactitude, and with accuracy. Lord, shoot in our direction. You can trust that if you tell us what to do, we will do it. We thank you. Thank you. Thank you because the arrow will not enter the city. Because you will defend the city. We thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you for our homes. Thank you for our spouses. Thank you for our businesses. Thank you for everything that concerns us. Thank you for our children. Thank you for perfecting all that concerns us. We celebrate you. In Jesus' precious name. Let's give the Lord a hand properly. Hallelujah. Please be seated. God bless you. Love you right back. God bless you. Thank you. I want to start from Zechariah chapter 12 verse 10. Zechariah chapter 12 verse 10. And I will pour on the house of David and the inhabitants of Jerusalem the spirit of grace and of supplication. I will pour. I don't think you ask the cup permission before you pour. When you pour, when the cup is full of content, that you pour is full of it. God says, I will pour. This is not the first time he will say he will pour. He says he will pour out a spirit upon all flesh. And you can see people that you had grievance with speaking tongues. You can see people you don't think qualified prophesy. He said, I will pour out my spirit. The same way he's saying here that he will pour to the house of David and the inhabitants of Jerusalem the spirit of grace and of supplication. I pray in the name of Jesus that grace will not elude you in the name of Jesus. I have a right to say I carry grace. If I have a right to say I carry grace, God will also do. There's a spirit of supplication. In other words, I can groan in the place of prayer. I can plan to pray for 30 minutes and pray for 2 hours because God has poured his spirit upon me. I pray in the name of Jesus that you will not struggle to pray. You not struggle to relate with God. In the name of Jesus, every struggle in the place of prayer has ended this morning. In the name of Jesus, I pray in the name of Jesus that God will carry you on his wings. In the name of Jesus, you will have divine conversations. In the name of Jesus, it's possible people don't think you qualify, but you will have divine conversations. In the name of Jesus. As I'm speaking to you right now, in the name of Jesus, let your head not lack oil. In the name of Jesus. In Songs of Solomon, chapter 1, verse 4. Or Songs of Songs, depends on what your Bible says. It says, draw me away. We will run after you. My God. Draw me away from social media. Draw me away from phones. Draw me away from things that distract me. We will run after you. Say to your neighbor, I will run after God. The king has brought me into his chambers. There's a drawing. There's a drawing. Blessed is the man whom the Lord calls to approach him. There's a drawing. I'm not saying you are praying, but there's a drawing. You are sleeping and suddenly you had a vision, something you didn't pray about. Pim. Suddenly God speaks to you when you were in the bathroom. Suddenly God speaks to you when you were about to wake up. Don't ignore it. Some of you will have food in front of you and God will say, fast. This week I want you to fast. Don't abandon God. Don't neglect that nudge in the spirit. God wants to do something in your life. You can see that I was running a series when the Lord diverted it. God wants to do something unusual in your life. And I'm not talking about selfish prayer. Sometimes you are praying for the kingdom. Some people will say, God has not given me any duty. I don't have a purpose. Maybe your purpose is to intercede. Many times I lift up what I want to do to the air for intercessors to pick it up. God might make you pick some things up. That is what it means to be God's servant. When you're minding your business, when those people can't pay you back, but you are interceding on their behalf. The king has brought me into his chambers. What does that be talking? God is telling you personal things. God is telling you things he cares about. You are no longer attending the program because of what is written on the anvil. You are now dependable. You are now reliable. We will be glad and rejoice in you. We will remember your love more than wine. So when he draws you into his chamber, the first thing he will do is he will show you love. Rightly, do they love you? I wish I could read from verse 2. He says he will kiss you with his love. He will kiss you with the love of his mouth. I pray in the name of Jesus, God will kiss you.
Amen.
There will be intimacy.
Amen.
God will build intimacy with you.
Amen.
There will be a drawing.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
And why is God doing that? God will do that deliberately for a reason. Because he has an agenda. He wants to touch people. He wants to win souls. Anywhere I go, I'm not thinking of, what's the offering going to be? No, I want to touch people. God is invisible if you touch people for him. God will give you more than you need. It's a secret to abundance. It's a secret to a satisfying life. Not to be mindful of yourself, forget about yourself. God is invisible. But you are his ambassador on earth. If you do what your home country cares about, your home country has no option than to make sure you are fine. I pray in the name of Jesus that your vision will change. Your purpose will change. There will be an intimate communion. God will draw you near and show you things that are not normal to everybody. And I pray in the name of Jesus, you will stand out.
Amen.
Why will God do this? For the things he wants to do. A man of God said, it seemed to me that God can do anything except someone prays. Particularly if you always come to church, but your character don't change. You always come to church, but your love for God is love for things. Yesterday, Pastor Mondilo was preaching, and he said, a lot of Christians want to know what God wants to do for them. But you've not asked, what will I do for God? What God has asked you to do has not brought blood out of you. What Jesus came to do for you brought blood out of him. You are into selfish gospel. Maybe you're in church because you don't have the money to do what you do in church in the secular world. Maybe you don't have the money for a girlfriend or entertainment. Or what have you? God knows your heart. The person we are dealing with, all things are naked before him. There's no point pretending. You are transparent before him. And we grow every day in our love for him. It says in Psalm 91 verse 14, because you love me, I will deliver you and I will set you on high. Bible says, I had not seen nor hear heard what God has prepared for those. 1 Corinthians 2:9. Those who love God. There are people that God loves. God loves everybody. But there are those, what those means, you are in a class, a different class, those who love God. I pray for you that your love for God will grow in this place in the name of Jesus. The gospel you will receive will not be about yourself. In the name of Jesus. It starts from your prayer life. When the prayer point is not about yourself, how do you pray? Are you passionate about it? Colossians chapter 4 verse 12 says, Epaphras, one of you, a bond servant of Christ Jesus. One day I told somebody, I said, we are all bond servants of Jesus Christ. Never complain around me again. If you complain, I will give someone your assignment because we are all bond servants. The word bond servant here is doulos. It means you are released. That's why you're preaching liberty. But you turn back to submit yourself. Submit your time, submit your gifts, submit your money, submit everything you have. That is what it means that you love God. You identify with him. He says, Epaphras, one of you is not a pastor. He's one of you. A bond servant of Christ. What a title to have. Greets you. Always laboring. Fervently, not for himself. For you. I want you to document all your prayer points. Lord, give me a car. Lord, give me a wife. Me. Give me. Gospel. When will you be mature? When will God depend on you? It's good for you to pray for yourself. I'm not saying it's not good. But when will God depend on you? To pray for souls. We'll say zone 5 is opening. When will God, when you, will your family start praying and fasting? And we will see what will happen on Sunday. The way Lugwe was filled. The way FHE was filled. We will see whether, no. While others are making things happen, you are watching things happen. And you say you love God. He says, seek you first, not second. The king and all other things that people are pursuing will be added unto you. Seek you first. What I do first is the kingdom of God. I ask Bishop Oyedepo, how, sir, how is everything in place like this? And I'm not talking about material things, even your children, even your children's children. I was privileged to be part of those who went to christen the 10th grandchild of Bishop Oyedepo. 10th. How old is it? 10th. How is it all things are in place? And he's told me. Matthew 6:33. I don't even tell my kids who to marry. I just focus on God. When you take care of God's business, God will take care of your business. I know you don't believe this, but I've started doing it. And the results will show. I said the results will show. Now, I've been doing it before I started relating with him, but I took it to another level. There's nobody following him genuinely that doesn't know Matthew 6:33. All the things you are pursuing, Bible says, surely goodness and mercy shall follow you. They ought to follow you. Mercy is supposed to forgive your sins. Goodness is supposed to supply your needs. And I pray in the name of Jesus, God will do more than you have asked for. God will use you to advertise his power. God will show you strong on behalf of those who mock your prayers. In the name of Jesus. In Jeremiah chapter 50. Jeremiah chapter 50. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. Glory, 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 glory. Jeremiah 50. Hallelujah. I want to read 4 and 5. And in those days, somebody said, this is the day. And in that time, somebody said, this is the time. Say the Lord, the children of Israel shall come. And Bible said, they and their children and the children of Judah together were continually weeping. They shall come. Somebody say, I will come. Weeping is not out of sorrow. It is an emotional thing in the place of, is a groaning. And seek the Lord their God. And seek, not because God is not found or is hidden. You know the meaning of seek. You seek his face. You wait upon him. Bible says in verse 5, they shall ask the way to Zion. My God. They shall ask the way to things. How shall I get married? How shall I get money? What about that brother? Lord help him. He's going back. He's the person I'm following in my unit. Lord, no, people are not passionate again. People prayed for you before you got. People prayed for me before I got here. There are people who I don't know that prayed for me in one fellowship or the other. Who are you praying for? Who are you passionate about? Do you care about what God? When last did you wake up at night to pray about God's agenda? When you wake up, you say, I'm praying this week is about you. The Bible says, God will bless those who bless you. The seed of Abraham. And God will curse those who curse. In case you've been praying and it's as if the prayer is far to be answered, pray for somebody who is the seed of Abraham, who God has chosen. It's a smart way to prosper. The Bible says, with their faces towards Zion. With their faces towards it, saying, come, Let us join ourselves in perpetual covenant, my God, that will not be forgotten. How many people in 21st century has joined themselves, their lives, put their eggs in God's basket? No. I'm going for DPE to do what? To pray for myself. And I'm not saying it's wrong to pray for yourself. But there's a level. I can't remember the last time I said, Lord, I need a car. Lord, give me food. No, I've passed that level. I've passed that level. I take care of God's business. He takes care of mine. Some things God has brought to me, I will say, ah. And I didn't ask you for this. You say, yes. Because I do much more beyond what you ask or think. I was on my seat here. God said, I should go upstage and announce something that normally I would not announce. When I finished announcing, somebody came to me and said, that thing you announced, God told me when you announced it to take care of it. I said, what? Just like that. Oh, because you're a pastor, Pastor Biedu. Well, thank God. I've been a pastor for 24 years. Some things didn't happen to me before. Some things didn't happen to me before. They said, come, let us join ourselves. It's not God that called us. They thought about it. God works in us, first of all, to will and to do. It's good pleasure. It is the pleasure of the Lord that you are drawn into the inner chamber. He says, let us come boldly where angels dread to tread. He said, come boldly to obtain mercy and to find grace to help in time of need. This is a great time of need. It doesn't mean you have a need. This is a great time of need. When Nigeria is about to start election, are you praying about it? I'm not talking about a public thing. I'm not talking about you telling your friend, let's pray you. Are you actually praying about it? Do you believe in the power of prayer? Do you believe you can change things? Let us come boldly and obtain mercy. And receive grace and obtain mercy in time of need. The Bible says we shall join ourselves. Look at the word perpetually. In a perpetual covenant. That will not be forgotten. The Bible says if you are faithless, he can't deny himself. I pray in the name of Jesus. You see, the scripture tells you you can initiate a covenant. It's not only God. You can initiate it. It says, separate unto me those who have entered into a covenant with me by sacrifice. Those, not every Christian. There's some people that have said, Lord Jesus, you can count on me. Every time Koza is opening a church, my family will pray. Every time I will go to witness to people. I won't sit on Sundays and say, hey, let's see. No, I will want to walk. It may not be my zone, but I want to help the pastor. I want to do something. I won't only attend evangelism just to this. I will tell people my test, what you've done in my life. I will tell people. That's a smart way. When God knows if he does something for you, millions of people will know about it. That's why he will do things for you. That's why some people, he gets them 2 years to have one testimony. You, while you are thinking about you, because God knows you will tell somebody. I pray for you in the name of Jesus. That what God wants to do in your life will not be aborted. Yeah. In Jeremiah 29:11, I'm sure you've read before. Jeremiah 29, he says, the thought, for I know the thoughts that I think towards you, says the Lord. Thought of peace and not of evil, to give you a future and a hope. I love the NIV. He says, I know the plans that I have concerning you, says the Lord. I know the plans that I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you. And not to harm you. Plans to give you a hope and a future. Now, if God has plans, it's ungodly not to have plans. Planning is not ungodliness. That's why Yoruba says itoloro. Every single thing you want to do in life, you have to arrange them. You have to arrange them. I'm sure you were shocked on Tuesday that Koza has 14 campuses. Is not by whiskers. Is not a fluke. God arranged it for us. You have to walk with God. And with heart, man makes plans. The answer of the tongue belongs to the Lord. You have to plan. with the Lord, not planning by yourself. You have to plan. Plan your finance. Don't just see things and buy. We don't do that. Don't just say things. When I was in learning, oh my God, dealers used to bring cars to me. People thought I didn't like cars. I said, thank you. I'm not buying. Ha, pastor, you ought to change this car. There was even a time the Lord told us to give our two cars. My wife gave a car to a pastor under us. I gave my car to a pastor under us. And our house wasn't far to church. Two of them used to plan to take, then we had only a first daughter, to school. If you do it this week, we didn't have a car. We just walked to church. Because God told us to do that. And people would bring cars to me. I say, ah, pastor, it's not good for you to be. We saw you. Just buy this car. I said, no. Because it wasn't on my planning. When we came to Abuja, we didn't come empty-handed. We didn't come empty-handed. Do you know the treasurer of this church one day came to my house crying? Pastor, I'm the treasurer of this church. How come you're entering public transport to Lagos? How come your house? He pointed at my chair, scattered in the house, in the sitting room. How come you? I told him, relax. Don't worry. You will see very soon. He was saying, no, Pastor. We have money now. There are things we've done. Our church was the first church to have AC in Ilorin. Many things that can count. I invited a pastor to preach one day. During the break of the training, I took him to my house. You know what he said when he came back for a second session? As your church is growing, your pastor should grow. His house should be good. I laughed. That was many years ago. I laughed that this man doesn't understand planning. It's okay. He means well. You will see very soon. So when I read that is a Gucci pastor, when I read this one, that one. The other day, someone was preaching and he said, someone related to him said, where does your pastor get money? I laugh. Planning. Even if you sow sand for 24 years, God is not a wicked God. He would do something. He would do something. I went to preach somewhere. Then I was 20 years in ministry, full time. I've had to pray to God before. That God, I've never worked for someone else except you. For that alone, stand up to my cause. Hallelujah. I went to preach somewhere and I said I was 20 years. That was many years ago. So when the person, the interviewer, the lady finished, said, Pastor, how old are you? That you are 20 years in ministry. I said, well, I'm not as young as I look. But I started early. When others were playing with tire, we started following God. 24 years ago, at least in the city I lived in, you couldn't say you wanted to enter ministry for money purposes. Where were you? Which example have you seen? Which pastor had a good car? It's because we loved God. And I pray in the name of Jesus, as you put God first, God will take you high.
Amen.
One person came to me and he said something to me that touched me. I don't want to go into it on the national TV. And I said, raise up your hand. The way the hand is above the head, so shall you be above your contemporaries. Everybody thought by following God, by doing what the Lord told him, he will be back in life. But I'm telling you, in his family, among his contemporaries, as the hand is above the head, so is he above them. I pray for you too. You can't follow God and be behind. Write it down. You can't follow God. You can suffer a momentary setback, but you can't follow God. I pray for you in the name of Jesus. Since your times are in his hands, you will never lag behind.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Go to the KJV quickly. I'm out of time. I want us to pray before we go for evangelism. The Bible says Jeremiah 29:11. I know the thoughts. So God is thinking about you. No wonder 1 Peter 5:7 says he's thinking about us watchfully and affectionately. I know the thought that I think towards you, saith the Lord. Thought of peace. Anytime the enemy is telling you, you're just enjoying now, trouble will soon come. Say, no! Jeremiah 29:11 says, God is thinking about me, thought of wholeness, wholeness. Nothing lacking, nothing missing, nothing broken. Not of evil, not of evil. That evil thought is not from God. God says, I'm not thinking evil to give you hope and a future. I love this version that says, to give you an expected end. What does God expect from me? He expects that I'll be 70 and my children will be vagabonds? No way. No way. If it's so, it's devil's wish that's coming to pass. It says the thought. Verse 12 of Jeremiah 29:11. Then, having known my mind, you will call my God. Since he said he knows the thought concerning me, I don't need to pray again. No, you need to pray. Then you will call upon me. And go to pray to me, and I will listen. So, knowing what God will do will make us pray. If you don't pray, you don't know what God wants to do. And I will listen. This morning, God will listen to you. Yeah. That amen is not correct. Yeah. In verse 13, and you will seek me, my God. You will seek me concerning a matter. And concerning that matter, you'll find my purpose, my intent. When you search me with all your heart. You don't pray looking here, back and back. You, the earnest, heartfelt prayer of a righteous man. You stay on the prayer point. You don't say, I will pray this prayer point for 1 minute. No, you pray. You pray until you have a release. I don't know if they still do it right now. You pray until the prayer goes down. Everybody in the congregation, their prayer goes down. You know you are settled. Your spirit that you settle this thing in the spirit realm. Therefore, in the name of Jesus, you will walk into the rest of God. Amen. As you walk out in the name of Jesus, I say you walk into the rest of God. Amen. In Ezekiel 36:11, this is going to be our last scripture because of time. It says, I will multiply upon you man and beast. Beast means money because they measure their finance with beast, with animals. So in the 21st century, I will multiply, not add. My God. I will multiply upon you, but man. The next time your house up leaves. Quote Ezekiel 36:11. I will multiply upon you, those who help you. And your money. And they shall increase. And your money will be a young. My God. And I will make you nabbit as in former times. Listen to me. I don't know about you. I've never had a better yesterday. Now I say to you, in the name of Jesus, may you never have a better yesterday. Ah, I remember in 1994, it will never be our portion in the name of Jesus. When they show my old pictures, you say, ah! And we thought Pastor was excellent. When they show our old church, you say, ah! Every day is getting better. A time will come, you'll say, what were we even rejoicing about Gozape for? When you see the new church. I'm telling you, I've never had a better yesterday. Because I have a covenant of Proverbs 4:18. The path of the just. Are you the just? It's like a shining light that shines ever brighter until the perfect day. Give it to me. The Bible says in Ezekiel 36:11. He said, I will make you inhabit as in former times. This is the way I will start. I will, first of all, I will not let you be lesser. Then I will do better for you. Somebody say better.
Better.
I can't hear you.
Better.
Which means if you're in your car and the enemy is telling you, God is just encouraging you. You soon, No. I will do better. What the Lord will be better. When you're giving an offering, you'll say, wisdom is profitable to direct. Will you get this money you are giving? Say, better. I will do better than at your beginnings. Than at your beginnings. Any testimony in 2 years' time has become stale. God will do a new thing. He said, behold, I do a new thing. Then you shall know that I am God. Because of time, go to verse 37. Verse 37. Thus saith the Lord God, I will also let the house of Israel inquire me to do this for them. I will not just do it. What I want to do is a response to your prayer. But I will increase their men like a flock. I will increase their men like a flock. I love verse 38. It says, just like flocks are plenty in Jerusalem, the day they want to sacrifice, that's the way your prosperity, souls, every single thing will be plenty. Somebody say plenty.
Plenty.
Somebody say plenty.
Plenty.
Somebody say plenty.
Plenty.
Anybody who tells you poverty is next to didn't have the background I had. Was not exposed to what I was exposed to. I've seen people that pray for 12 hours every single day in a shop. Not a church, in a shop, shop front for many years. And I said, Lord, recently I was privileged to go to the city where we started ministry. I saw a brother that used to follow me up. He came. And I saw him, he was like a shadow of himself. I said, what's happening? He said, I'm managing with a pastor somewhere. I said, how? If not for when I was talking about it right now, when I said, I have forgotten. I told the brother, take his account number. I haven't forgotten. Maybe after the service, we will do something. I said, take his account number. My God. You don't know. I've seen Christians you've not seen before. I've seen people. Then I've had to ask questions. Lord, why is this? God says, it's like a bunch of keys. There's a key to holiness, to righteousness. There's a key to finance also. There's a key to, there are keys. I'm not bragging. And I'm talking about you too. I know you can never go down. Even if you leave this church, there are things I've taught you over and over. Any pastor you go to will say, who taught you this? There are things you know how to bounce back. I pray in the name of Jesus. Your life will never know a better yesterday. And as you pray in the name of Jesus, the Lord will honor you. Look at your neighbor, say multiply, 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 multiply. 1 plus 1 is 2, 2 plus 2 is 4, 2, 4 plus 4 is 8, 8 plus 8 is 16. 2 times 2 is 4, 4 times 4 is 16. 16 times 16, keep doing it. 32 times 32, keep doing it. Multiplication is your covenant, not addition. And I pray in the name of Jesus, God will multiply you.
Amen.
Exponentially.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
What's the key? Seek him. He will invite you to the inner chamber. As God begins to draw you, please don't resist. He said, I stand before the door of your heart and knock. If you open, myself and my father will come in and sup with you. This week, God will sup with you.
Amen.
This month, it will be a different experience.
Amen.
So shall it be.
Amen.
In Jesus' precious name.
Amen.
Lift your hands and say, Lord, I thirst for you. And I love to be in your presence.
And I love to be in your presence.
My soul will wait on you. Father, draw me.
Father, draw me in. Draw me in to the beauty of your holy name.
Lift your hands. Say, Lord, I thirst for you.
I thirst for you.
I feel it. Who feels it?
And I love to be your presence. Oh, my soul will wait on
you.
Father, draw me
nearer.
Draw me to the beauty of your heart.
Stay on that.
Father, draw me nearer.
Kare Baba. I feel it. Who feels it?
Draw me. Oh, love.
will wait on you. I will wait on you.
I will wait on you.
Almighty God.
Almighty God.
Oh Lord,
the beauty of your being.
I will worship you. Almighty, hear the beauty,
in the beauty of your being.
Hear the beauty, Daddy,
in the beauty of your being.
Come on, pray in tongues, sing in tongues. In the beauty,
in the beauty of your
being. My life has changed. Everything is transformed in the beauty of your holy name. Hallelujah, Daddy,
in the beauty of your holy.
As the tear
panted for the waters of my soul,
long
said.
Sing prophetically. You alone, you alone, you alone.
You alone have I desired in alone to worship
as a deer.
As a deer. Panted for the waters of my soul. Longs after
you, and ye can show
you alone,
you alone have my heart
desire, and I long to worship.
Tell him you alone,
you alone,
you alone, Lord,
you
have my strength. Oh, you are Lord, and my spirit. Oh,
you
alone have my desire, and I
to us.
You alone. She's the Baba.
You are alone,
and I speak with you alone.
You alone have my
desire, and I
long to worship.
You alone have my heart, desire and alone
to worship.
You alone have my heart, desire and alone
to worship.
To God, to him shall all flesh come, the one that answers prayers. Go ahead. Is that how you're going to pray to God? You have said to him alone your spirit yields. Come on, go ahead and extol God. Extol him. No matter what you're going through, start by giving him praise. Tell him there's none like you. Tell him I'm here because of you. Now, if you feel a drawing, go ahead and yield. Go ahead and yield. Let the Lord draw you. Begin to think about what He cares about. It seems that God can do anything on earth except someone prays. Go ahead and allow Him to let you pray. Go ahead. Go ahead, somebody.